Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 28 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 29, Emalahleni reaching a high of 25. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has told the Madlanga Commission today that his deputy, Shadrach Sibiya, attempted to seize control of elite police units and sideline senior officers. He believes the move was aimed at protecting criminals, as Anastasi Mokgobo reports, Masemola raised several concerns.
The first was an attempt to take over the cold case unit, which included the high-profile Senzo Meiwa murder case. Masemola explained that the cold case unit was designed to function independently of general detective who already report to Sibiya. The police chief's second concern was Sibiya's objection to crime intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo carrying sensitive investigation dockets, including those linked to counterintelligence operations. Masemola stressed that counterintelligence files are highly classified and cannot always be logged in open police systems due to national security concerns. Anastasi Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, whose allegations led to the inquiry in the first place, will on Thursday and Friday meet with the relevant parliamentary ad hoc committee for consultations. Mkhwanazi took to the stand at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry in Pretoria less than a week ago. And as the disbandment of the Political Killings Task Team remains in the spotlight at the commission, their work led to the conviction of Sabelo Phiwa. He appeared before the Pietermaritzburg High Court for the murder of Sibusiso Sithole, a municipal manager from the Richmond local municipality, and he was sentenced to double life in prison. Here's police spokesperson Athlenda Matse.
Through this case, we were able to link and solve other cases, such as the murder of Amos Ngobo. The number of life sentences secured by the task team is now more than 30 life sentences.
Moving abroad, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, says Iran should never be able to possess a nuclear weapon. He addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York a bit earlier, where he said he's made this a top priority for his administration. Trump says despite offers to the Iranian Supreme Leader to work together, the country continued to work on its nuclear program.
Today, many of Iran's former military commanders, in fact, I can say almost all of them, are no longer with us. And 3 months ago, in Operation Midnight Hammer, 7 American B-2 bombers dropped the 14 30,000-pound each bombs on Iran's key nuclear facilities, totally obliterating everything.
Intelligence reports after the attack has, however, indicated that Iran's nuclear program has not been destroyed. And in the run-up to Heritage Day tomorrow, a call from the Gauteng Metro Police.
This Heritage Day let us celebrate our rich history and culture by embracing our collective responsibility to build a safer, more secure Gauteng for all.
That was the spokesperson there, Selo Maremane. I'm Marlene Frischia. For more of the day's other big stories, head to jackrandfm.com. Click our news.
Thank you so much, Marlene. All right, 7 o'clock. It is time to hang out with you all the way till 10. In for Danny again. Quick one, Marlene. I don't know if you picked this up today. In the light of Heritage Day tomorrow,
yeah.
What do you make of the propositions to rename a whole bunch of assets in Mpumalanga? Did you see that?
I did not see that. Please enlighten me.
So, the EFF have pushed a motion, and apparently it's a motion without notice, and we could get a verdict on it tomorrow. They want to rename the Kruger National Park.
Okay, I can understand that.
So the Kruger National Park, they've proposed that it gets renamed the Skukuza National Park, and then the airport to be named after former Deputy President Didi Mabuza.
Okay.
I'm okay with it because
it makes sense. It makes sense. Look, there's a lot of these things happening, and we'll have to see if they actually work out.
Well, apparently,
because it costs too much to make these changes.
Apparently, it could happen this week.